Some puzzled faces have greeted my question, what's the basic difference between a symphony and a concerto? Composer Peter Tchaikovsky here takes a symphonic work and adds a grand pianist. And that's the basic definition of a concerto, that dramatic triangle of soloist and orchestra and conductor.
Tchaikovsky's famous concertos for piano and then for violin, when first unveiled, they were deemed unplayable, almost impossible for the soloists.
Wes Kenny is conductor of the Fort Collins Symphony.
So concertos can test the limits of the musical forces involved, and that makes them really the pinnacle of classical excitement in concert.
And Tchaikovsky's younger Russian friend, Sergei Rachmaninoff, knew this full well. Rachmaninoff's concerto works dazzled audiences, showing off his own virtuosity as one of the brilliant pianists in history. Late in life, Rachmaninoff harks back a century to another legendary instrumentalist, Niccolo Paganini. So hot was Paganini's violin playing that rumors circulated he'd sold his soul to the devil in return for superhuman violin talent and a beautiful woman, too, of course. So Rachmaninoff takes a solo violin melody of Paganini and creates a splendid cascade of 24 variations for piano and orchestra. Within this concerto triangle, another triangle. The pianist represents Paganini. The famous lush 18th music variation is his love interest, and a sinister death chant is the melody of evil. That's pianist David Korovar, chair of the keyboard department at the University of Colorado Boulder. David, thanks for letting us sit alongside on your piano bench. What makes this concerto piece, Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, a great work of art?
Well, the tune is one that a lot of people already know, and then Rachmaninoff has so much fun with that tune. He gives it to you in so many different forms, and there's even one really, really famous schmaltzy variation that everybody goes out of the theater humming.
And we'll get to that for sure. Well, after that tuneful Paganini theme, how about one of Rachmaninoff's musical signatures, his use of the medieval Day of Wrath melody, which is a symbol of the devil here, and I guess it bedevils some pianists when it's transformed as well. So we've got a range of moods in these 24 variations. The composer said that some were difficult for him. Do you find one especially challenging?
Well, I think there's the one that everybody would pull out. It begins with a very long and very virtuosic piano solo. And this is immediately after you've been playing very loud chords for 45 seconds or so. So your hands are a little tired from playing all the loud chords. And you've got to play this very delicate, transparent, really fast passage work.
Marvelous. This is a colossal half-hour tour de force for a pianist. What do you do, David Korovar, to prepare for this concert?
Practice? This piece is pretty transparent, and that's actually the scariest thing. One has to be very polished with this piece because it's a bit of a public tightrope walk.
Variation 18 has become a hyper-romantic cliché, but is glorious. And David, could you start playing this one? And then I'll merge your playing into Rachmaninoff's very own 1934 first recorded performance.
All right, which I don't remember exactly what tempo he does, so hopefully you'll be able to do it.
Thank you. David, would you comment about what Rachmaninoff does for the very finale?
His typical ending is very loud, and there's a lot of racket going on. And then you've got to play a little joking tagline to all this rather serious buildup that's happened before it. And then suddenly it's interrupted with this little joking reference to the Paganini theme.
This was the last work Rachmaninoff performed in public in 1943, just a few weeks before his death. David, if you will start the very finale, and then let's hear the concerto swan song of Rachmaninoff's with the composer at the piano. For KUNC, I'm Peter Johnson.
What we measure greatness with is not the components, but that the whole will exceed the sum of the parts. So there's something that is very, very special about this piece. When I'm sitting in an audience watching this piece performed, I'm sitting on the edge of my chair.